This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Technology, as we know, can take people's jobs. It's been that way for decades, right? Elevator operators, for just one example. Bank tellers, more recently. What about the latest technology, though? Tablets. Sales are booming, so what's happening to the people? Sally Herships has that story.
If you're a retailer, you have to spend money on equipment to let you take customers' money. Imagine you're running a big technology store in New York.
For every cash wrap station in a store, you have to have a table scanner, which is built into the table.
Joe Scarupa is editor-in-chief of Retail Info System News.
You have to have a mobile scanner that's handheld. You have to have a printer.
You get where this is going. Cash registers are expensive. Scarupa says between $1,500 and $2,000 each. He says there is a cheaper way. And the Apple Store in Soho, which is where we are, happens to be showing a movie about it.
The iPad Air is just 7.5 millimeters thin and weighs only 1 pound.
Tablets. Tablets and other new mobile technology can run credit cards, display menus, and they're only about $500 each, so there's an understandable concern. Why pay a human cashier every day when you can pay for a tablet once? Apple uses new technology instead of traditional registers, but the store seems to be swarming with salespeople. So is this technology taking retail jobs or not?
I don't think that we can say that it's taking jobs away.
Dan Shea is with ABI Research. He says mobile technology, like tablets, allows employees to be more flexible, like the roving workers at the Apple Store. They could potentially stock shelves, answer questions, or take your payment.
Certainly, if you have a product in your hand, you're going to see more sales associates approaching you so that you can buy that product as soon as possible.
Retailers are worried. If you see a long line or can't find a register, you might just leave. Shea says tablet sales are growing fast. Last year, 160 million were shipped around the world. But tablets don't always mean more efficiency. Dakota Russo and her husband own Flute, a chain of champagne bars in Manhattan. She says she tried to embrace tablets, but they did not return her love.
This can be a tough environment for electronics with all of the liquids. Spilled drinks and tables knocked over once in a while.
Another problem. Wi-Fi can be spotty at her bar, which means processing payments can take a while.
But something that they will go on Yelp and complain about the next day if it took 20 minutes to get a check or to pay their bill.
Russo says she was hoping to put her menus on tablets, but she says she's not sure how well tablet menus would work. Something she discovered recently when she and her husband were out to dinner.
If you have one tablet per table, only one person at the table can browse the menu at a time.
And tablets are expensive. So Russo says very often there only is one tablet at a table. Joe Scarupa says while we might not see a change yet, ultimately, tablets will mean less human employees who are paid more for more skills. But Dakota Russo says her employees do not have to worry about electronic competition.
What about theft? Was that ever an issue?
Were any stolen? I don't know. I kind of wish they were. At least somebody would be using them.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.